Hi, FAQ video 8. And this is the question, why should I have a website and how does it help me attract clients? As I speak today, the World Wide Web is celebrating its 20th birthday. And you have to admit with me, I think, that this invention is probably the most invasive and pervasive invention in our lives in the last 20 years. It has had an impact upon billions of people on the planet. With that background, recognizing that this one invention pervades our lives, whether we like it or not, it's breathtaking to understand that one of the professions that has fallen so far behind in understanding and using the web in their business is, you've guessed it, financial advisors. I've heard many conference speakers say, and I quote, unless your business is on the web, then your business in the eyes of the client or prospective client simply doesn't exist. Now, you and I might have been able to argue that 5 years ago and question it, maybe even 3 years ago. But frankly, today, as we sit here, we cannot any longer choose to question that statement. Because prospective clients will almost certainly search you out and research you on the web before approaching you. That's the truth. So the question is, are you ready to be Googled? And if not, when are you going to do something about that? When are you going to allow your clients and your prospective clients to see how you can help them achieve the outcomes they really desire in their lives? What knowledge and skills do you have to impart to them? And how can you support them and provide service to them throughout the whole of your lifelong relationship? But right now, I'm going to issue a huge word of warning, and it's this. Do not model your new or revamped website on other IFAs' websites. Now, why do I communicate such heresy? Well, I'll explain that to you right now. You see, most of the advisor websites that you'll look at today, that you'll peruse and try to model, all of them tend to break the most fundamental rules of client attraction. Worse than that, they tend to break the most fundamental rules of human relationship development. Let me explain that to you. Let me take you through what you'll see on the homepage of a website. I almost guarantee one of the first things you'll see is the headline, which sounds something like this. Welcome to my website. What? Welcome to my website. What on earth has that got to do with me, the prospective client, and my problems and my world and the solutions I'm looking for? Welcome to my website. I know I'm on your website. That's why I've come here. I need more than that from you. Then, as you move further down the homepage, things simply get worse and worse. Let's have a look at some of the messages that you'll find communicated. This is me. These are my qualifications. This is my brilliant service. Have a look at our beautiful team. Look at all the years of experience that we have. We've been around forever. My grandfather came to business wearing clogs. It just goes on and on. Me, me, me. Blah, blah, blah. Now, joking aside, and it is a joke, do you honestly think in your wildest dreams that that kind of communication, those kind of messages, will help you develop a new quality relationship? Let's take an example. Let's run an analogy. Have a look at a dating situation. Imagine you're in a date, a new date with someone you've only just recently met. The lighting is right, the mood is right, the ambience is perfect. You look good, you feel good. And then the date arrives and you sit down and spend the next 30 minutes blabbing on about you and all that is wonderful about you. Are you joking? Can you imagine that happening to you? What on earth would the other person think? And how would that relationship develop, if at all? It's madness, isn't it? Then why, oh why, do financial advisors allow web designers to help them create something so ineffective in human relationship development? It's just a nonsense. And one word of warning I would give to you is this. When you start or revamp your website, try not to use the skills of a web designer first. Make sure that you use the skills of somebody who's professionally competent in client attraction, and then the web designer skills will follow. If you don't do that, you'll end up with a web homepage which simply is a turn-off to prospective clients and doesn't allow you to attract the kind of people into your business that your business deserves and that your life needs. Now, there's a lot to developing a website, as you can see, and we'll be discussing more about how you do the right thing in future videos and on the Advisor Gym website. Right now, though, you can immediately access some of this information by downloading the IFA Marketing Manifesto. And if you've already done that, can I suggest you go back and study it very carefully? I look forward to seeing you on the next FAQ video.